You're listening to On Top of the World Radio. I'm Christopher Story, your host for great adventures in all things possible. Mr. David Webb is your engineer and producer, back up at the mothership of KPEN FM 102 and KGTL AM and FM. Henry and Hank, a story of betrayal and redemption. The first time Hank kicked Henry was on a Tuesday. Henry had come to live with Hank on Monday. Henry brought only two possessions with him, his favorite blanket that still had the scent of his mother on it, plus one toy, a small hot dog inside of a bun that made a fun squeaky sound when he chewed it. Hank had won Henry in a poker game Sunday night, a game that had lasted into the wee hours of Monday morning. Hank didn't want Henry, but he had won him fair and square, so at the end of the game, Hank gathered up his winnings, which was $4,000 in cash, a gold watch, and Henry, a 9-week-old bloodhound. "He's worth near $2,000, Hank. You treat him right. You hear me?" Tommy hollered out after Hank, who was already closing the car door. Tommy lowered his head, pulled off his stocking cap, and clung to it with both hands. Tommy loved his dog. He'd saved and paid for him in payments. When the breeder called him last week, Tommy was happier than he'd been in years. At least, since Nancy had first discovered the lump. It's now been 4 years since she passed, and that little dog represented a chance to know love again. And now the little pup was driving away with Hank. Tommy sat down on the stoop and wept. His blood alcohol level prevented him from feeling the cold. He slumped over and closed his eyes. Hank pulled into his driveway as the sun was painting the sky with light at the horizon. Soon the rest of the world would make preparations for the day. All the while, Hank would prepare for bed. He'd won the pot last night, fair and square. It was a good pot, too, but he sure felt sorry for that poor sap who lost everything and his dog. "I didn't even want the damn dog." But won him fair and square, so Hank figured he could sell him for some quick cash. He didn't have time for anything in his life, like a pet. The last thing Hank wanted was to be responsible for another living soul. That never worked out very well for Hank. Hank pulled the dog up by his collar, held him up to his face, and looked into his large brown eyes. The skin drooped around them along with the rest of his saggy face. "Well, guess you want some breakfast, huh?" Hank muttered at the silent pup. He grabbed his cash, watch, and the dog's things. "Better go take a leak outside. Never inside. You hear me?" Hank shook the little dog by the neck as he spat out his warning. The pup licked out at Hank's hard face. "Stop that!" After a few minutes of pacing on the cold ground, the pup emptied his little bladder outside of Hank's front door. Hank looked out, opened it, and said, "All right, you come on in now." The little pup found his blanket on the floor near the trash can. He sniffed it out and rooted around to make his own little nest. The smell of his mother warmed his paws and his heart. Hank, he went off to bed, falling into it fully clothed. He passed out for many hours, and by the time Hank would wake, the little pup had been exploring his new home. Hank put his bare feet onto the floor, rubbed his throbbing head, and stood with a groan, wobbly on his feet from age and aged scotch. Hank, with rote precision, made his way to the bathroom, eyes like slits protecting his retina from the midday sun. 3 steps into his morning routine, Hank stepped into a lukewarm pile of poop. Hank's eyes opened with a flash of fury, red with alcohol poisoning, magnified by rage. Hank had forgotten about the puppy. What had he called him? Henry. "Henry!" Hank hollered, spittle flying out of his mouth. The pup, not knowing what was wrong, nevertheless sensed the danger he was suddenly in. With his tail tucked between his legs, he rushed to his bed, dropping the toy on the way. Henry's big brown eyes were rimmed by wide whites, showing his sheer terror. Hank hobbled on 1 foot, rubbing the other foot with a rag he'd grabbed off the back of a chair. He lost his balance and slammed down to the floor, falling into now cold pee. He screamed at the top of his lungs, choking on his own bile. Spitting and coughing, Hank worked his way back up to his feet. Forgetting he was covered in urine and feces, he made his way flat-footed straight for Henry's makeshift bed. With his poop-covered foot, he reared back, took a full swing at Henry. His blow landed solidly on his hind quarters. Henry let out a huge, blood-curdling cry. He squealed and turned back to see what had bit him, not understanding he'd been abused by the one person who was supposed to be protecting him. Unfortunately, Henry didn't have the instinct to run. because it's doubtful Hank would have given any chase in his shape. Instead, the innocent puppy sat there looking up at his master with even wider eyes. Hank reared up again and delivered a blow that sent Henry into the air this time. He landed on his back, and then he scrambled to his feet and scurried to the safety of the kitchen. Hank muttered and cursed under his breath as he wandered off to the bathroom. Good for nothing, dog. I'd lost that hand. Henry learned that day to constantly be on guard. He couldn't know that he deserved better. He deserved to be treated with care. He felt from that day on that he would do everything he could to please his master. To do or not to do, whatever might be best. Even still, Henry upset Hank very often. There would be good days, of course, but then there were days that just the very sight of Henry would throw Hank into a fit. Whatever happened to be in his hand became airborne and headed right for Henry. Henry never ran away. Henry was loyal. Henry didn't know it wasn't supposed to be this way. Henry didn't know what he didn't know. Henry was loyal. After nearly 7 years of abuse and neglect, an aged Hank began to slow down. Hank would spend many days wandering about the house talking to himself. The confusion made him even angrier at Henry. Henry learned to take the blows without complaint. For the crying and whimpering only made Hank worse. One day, Hank didn't get out of bed. Henry, with head bowed low, came into the room where Hank was sleeping. Hank was making sounds, like he was afraid. He was calling out to his mother. Hank, 67, had lost his mother when he was 11. Henry knew something wasn't right. Hank's hand was hanging over the edge of the bed. Henry lifted it up with his wet nose. Hank turned his hand over, petting the top of Henry's head, gently patting him like he'd never done before. Henry licked at the hand that for so long had beat and hurt him. Hank's daughter came to the house several days later. Hank hadn't moved. Neither had Henry. Henry had curled up beside him on the bed and stayed put. The master that had never showed an ounce of love to an innocent puppy now grown to a magnificent dog. Henry stood over Hank as the paramedics tried to move him onto the gurney. They coaxed the old boy to the side, assuring him they'd be taking good care of Hank. Henry was allowed to ride up in the front of the ambulance on the way to the hospital. When Hank was set up in what would become his permanent home, Henry was allowed to stay with him. Hank sat in the chair under the blanket. His gaze fell on everything and nothing at once. He didn't seem to recognize anything or anyone. Anyone but Henry, that is. Henry was constantly at his side, until an orderly would take Henry out on his walk outside. As soon as he could, Henry would bound down the hall and take up his place alongside the man that never showed Henry an ounce of love. Henry was loyal. Right up to the day that Hank would draw his last breath, Henry was there when they came to take Hank. Henry followed the gurney once more, this time with a sheet completely covering his only friend. The day of the funeral, Hank's daughter couldn't get the time off from the diner to attend. Henry was the only one graveside. His now wrinkled skin hanging from his old body, Henry was loyal. When the undertaker had placed the last of the dirt on an unremarkable grave of an unremarkable man, Henry lay down in the freshly turned earth. Henry took in a deep breath and let it out in a sigh that blew up a puff of dust into the air. Henry was gone. Henry was loyal to the man that had done nothing to earn it. Henry knew nothing but love.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Grace that taught.
light shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.